Good evening and welcome to worship. I want to start by reminding us that we will not have meditative worship for the next 2 weeks, so don't come the next 2 Mondays. We'll be back together January 9th. Tonight we're going to continue what we've been doing through Advent of focusing on some different meditative practices together. So you have your handout you can use in the silences if you wish with some extra questions. And then instead of the message, we'll go through some practices together. I based this off of this book that we've been using through Advent called Fully Human, Fully Divine by Whitney Simpson. And she begins the book with this Advent poem. We wait. We notice, we sense, we remember, we anticipate. With our whole selves, we seek hope, peace, joy, and love. They are within our reach, yet we often rush past and miss them. Will we choose to slow down and embody these gifts like the wise ones? Yes, indeed, we are wise ones. Help us get ready. Open us up, Lord. Give us the willingness to pause and prepare to receive your gift this season. Let us embody what we discover as we await the divine. Let us savor your hope, peace, joy, and love more fully this season. Let us pray. Holy God, we ask that we might sense your presence here. May we be awoken fully to the work of your Holy Spirit. May we be guided and directed by you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Be at peace and silence as you listen for the Holy One. From Matthew chapter 22, verses 34 to 40. When the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets."
Thank you.
allow God to direct you to a word or phrase from the second reading of the text. When the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." During this silence, you are invited to come forward to light a candle to signify a prayer intention or other understanding between you and God. You may also come to the prayer bench to receive prayer and an or for yourself or another. For those of you wishing to give a tithe or an offering, you're welcome to do so as you come forward to light a candle, take communion, or exit the worship center. When the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." We're going to start tonight by thinking about our hands. Your hands are extensions of your being. They help you to give and receive God's love each and every day. Consider the number of times your hands have been folded in prayer, outstretched to help someone else, or simply been held by a loved one. In this posture of presence, you're invited to explore a hand meditation. Bring to mind a person, or even a pet, that loves you. Imagine this love being extended to you now as you open your hands to receive it. Consider this love, and then give thanks for the love that God has extended to you through the Christ child and the incarnation of Christ. With open hands, prepare to receive this love of Christ as you offer your own love and life to God. With presence, recognize the gift of love, the gift of Christ. And then, with your hands resting open and your palms up before you, gaze at your palms. What do you notice? Now turn your hands, palms down, turn your hands over, and again, notice every detail. Do your hands remind you of the hands of a loved one? Are your hands a symbol of the work you do in this world, or the work you are called to do? Now cup your hands open and tell God you are ready to receive the gift of Christ. Imagine the gift of Christ's love being given to you. In the book, Whitney Simpson writes this about love. The time is near. Christmas is almost here. God's gift of faithful love will be delivered to you this week in the form of a baby. While you may be tempted to rush through this final week before Christmas, I invite you to savor the gift of love, even as you go about your last-minute preparations. We're invited to cling to God's faithful love each and every day, allowing it to show us the path forward. The longest night of the year falls during Advent. This presents us with a time to recognize the grief, loss, and hard times of the season, even as we're held in the love of God. In the long, cold days of winter, how does God's love hold and sustain you? Have you noticed more love coming forth because what we have already fostered this season? Hope, peace, and joy. The word love is a deep one, with various meanings and usages in the English language. We use it for everything from romance to friends to an affinity for delicious food. We simply name it love. Jesus is God's love for the world and for us. If we ponder this invitation more deeply, we realize that the gift of love has a face and a name. We call it Jesus. God's love for you is abundant. As you meditate today, cultivate your love for God in the silence. Hear Psalm 143:8 to center yourself and accept the invitation into God's presence. Tell me about your faithful love come morning time, because I trust you. Show me the way I should go, because I offer my life up to you. Tell me about all your faithful love come morning time, because I trust you. Show me the way I should go, because I offer my life up to you. Allow your eyes to close softly as you bring forth the word love, or another word that arises from the scripture. Silently, with your eyes remaining closed, continue to repeat that word. Breathe in and out with full, deep breaths. Let your mind settle as you allow your word to fade away and your body to become still in God's presence. When thoughts surface or distractions arise, release them and return to your word. Let the repetition of that word draw your focus back to God.